Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, podcasting to you from that special place in Africa called the Bushveld. The Bushveld is where many folks around the world visit to see our amazing variety of flora and fauna. This month, I'm inviting very special guests to talk to you about certain interesting subjects that pertain to the health and stewardship of our ecology. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a special friend of mine called Riaan van Sail, who is an extremely qualified and knowledgeable person on a wide range of wildlife subjects. But first, a little background on Riaan. He graduated with his National Diploma in Nature Conservation from the Pretoria Technikon, now known as the Tshwane University of Technology. Since then, he has spent more than 30 years of his life working in nature conservation. First for the government, then as a reserve manager of the huge Mabula Game Reserve in Limpopo. This is where I first met Riaan. He was a very valuable committee member of the Raptor Conservancy in our district that was founded by my wife Teresa and I, together with a great conservationist called Derek Fulton. Riaan then took his skills into the consulting side of bush industry. He was then employed by the huge Anglo-American mining group. There, he worked in the environmental section, looking after the biodiversity and the rehabilitation of a large platinum mine. The mine also had an adjoining game reserve, where there is an environmental education center, where Riaan lectured ecology subjects to school children from local communities for about 7 years. A most valuable contribution to the future generations of South Africa's folk. Today, Riaan is going to impart some of his extremely interesting knowledge that he has about small mammals. This knowledge does not only pertain to South Africa, but is applicable to every country in the world. So all our international listeners, I'm sure you'll be surprised about the information he's about to podcast today about small mammals. These little creatures play such an important role in the wild. So it's over to you, Riaan, and thank you for driving 200 kilometers to record this program. Here we go. Over to you, Riaan.
God's creation is absolutely amazing. Every living organism was created for a very specific purpose. I want to talk to you a little bit about small mammals and their role and importance in nature, and I'm going to be focusing on mice and bats today. Let's put these mammals and their species numbers a little bit in perspective. In South Africa, we have about 299 mammal species. 75 of these are mouse-like species and 56 are bats. For the purpose of today's talk, I am not going to go into the classification of the various mouse-like species, because what I refer to as mouse-like species are not all real mice. The shrews and elephant shrews are actually insect and meat eaters and are not really classified as real mice. But for this discussion, we will just group them together and call them mouse-like species. Going back to the 299 mammal species we have in South Africa, between the mouse-like species and the bats, they make up 43% of all mammal species we have in the country. Just think about that for a minute. 43% of all mammal species in South Africa are animals that we hardly ever see or know very little about, and yet they play an enormously important role in the ecology. When looking at bats only, in a worldwide perspective, bats globally make up 25% of all mammal species on planet Earth. Surely that is food for thought and should get one thinking. So why do we know so little about these mammals? Firstly, they are nocturnal. Nocturnal meaning night living. So we simply don't see them. Secondly, they are very shy animals. And thirdly, they are small. They are simply not easily seen. But let's start with a mouse-like species. So what role do they fulfill in the ecology? Firstly, they aerate the soil. They do this by means of underground holes and tunnels, which they make, thus providing air or oxygen for the other soil living organisms to survive. They enrich the soil by moving nutrient-rich soils to the surface for plants to utilize and also fertilize the soil underground by their droppings. They create habitat. Their burrows create habitat for other species such as frogs, lizards, snakes, insects, and also as a starting point or a hole for bigger animals like porcupines and warthogs to more easily start digging into the soil. They are indicators of health condition. When you have a large mice population, chances are pretty good that your veld is in a good condition. If you do not see a lot of mouse-like species on your farm, maybe take a good look at the condition of your veld. They pollinate plants. Lots of our mouse-like species eat plants and part of the plants. By climbing into flowers to either utilize it or drink the nectar, they aid in pollination. They disperse seeds. They will carry seeds away to eat and along the way will drop some of the seeds, thus helping with the dispersal of seeds and thus plants. They carry and spread parasites. Parasites are ecologically very important limiting factors for the host populations, and mice assist in spreading these parasites while moving through the bush. Lastly, they play a very important role in the food pyramid. This might sound a bit harsh, but they are food for a lot of animals, directly or indirectly. A lot of carnivores, birds of prey, and reptiles depends on mice as a source of food. Without these mouse-like species, there will be a serious shortage of food in the ecosystem. Okay, so let's take a brief look at the role of bats in the ecosystem. There are two types of bats, namely insect-eating bats and fruit-eating bats. The insect-eating bats make up about 70% of the bat species and the fruit-eating bats the other 30%. Bats vary in size from the very small bumblebee bat, which is found in Thailand, to the giant flying foxes from Indonesia. The bumblebee bat weighs a mere 2 gram. Now, if you do not know how much 2 gram is, put a 10 cent coin in your hand and get a feeling of how much 2 gram more or less weigh. And that is the weight of an adult bat. The giant flying foxes have a wingspan of 2 meters and weighs 1.2 kilograms. Okay, let us take a look at the role of bats in the ecology. They pollinate plant species. This is now obviously the fruit-eating bats. It is said that one of the main pollinators of baobab trees in South Africa are bats. But they do not only pollinate indigenous species. They play a very important role in the fruit farming industry by pollinating mango trees, banana trees, avocado trees, etc. Bats disperse seeds and create habitat. Research has shown that bats are propagators of 95% of rainforests. They take seed away and spit it out in the open or defecate as they fly over open areas, and so new forests develop. They are the pest control agents in nature. A single insect-eating bat can eat 600 to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects in a single hour. Just think about it, that's a lot. Looking at the fruit farming industry, just think of the service insect-eating bats will render the farmer to help control insects that can damage his fruit crops. The beauty of this is that this service is for free. No need for expensive poisons to control the fruit-eating insects. Now that we've looked at the very important role small mammals play in nature, what are the threats to these animals today? The first and biggest is habitat destruction and transformation. And this is both for bats and for mice. For me, the bottom line in nature is really, it's all about habitat. Without available habitat, you are going to lose the conservation battle, and all you will have left are animals in zoos. Habitat protection is probably the most important of any actions to protect nature. Pesticides and poison. This is a huge problem. People are very ignorant, and they frankly just don't care how they use it. Roadkills. This is relevant for mice and a lot of other small mammals. The amount of animals killed by vehicles on the open road yearly is really huge. Pollution. There are various types of pollution, of which water pollution is probably the most significant. Fires play a very important role. They destroy habitat and food for these animals. Electric fences for the small mammals. A lot of mammals die every year on game farms due to electric fences. Collection of guano or dung from caves can disturb bat breeding colonies. And then lastly, bats, especially the bigger fruit bats, are eaten by humans and is seen as a delicacy. These are the main threats that these small mammals have to deal with on a daily basis. So what can you and I do to help these small mammals? There are three things we can do that will be a very good start. Firstly, conserve and protect habitat wherever possible. Remember, one tree is a habitat on its own. Do not use poisons. Look for alternative methods. If mice is a really big problem on your farm, consider getting a cat or two. Put up bat boxes. A bat box is a specific house that can be constructed for bats to live in and breed in. This was really a very high-level overview of small mammals, and there are so much more to be said. But I hope that these few points will aid in making you take a second look when you come across one of these small but very important creatures in nature. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rion, for a most interesting chat. And Rion tells me he's involved in the compilation of a field guide on small mammals of Limpopo province, which will take about 2 to 3 years to compile. He's actually looking for sponsors to help with this publication. If anyone's interested, please contact Rion van Zyl directly on mobile number 083-277-2105. And I'll repeat it again, 083-277-2105, or mail Rion van Zyl at angloamerican.com. I'll repeat that, Rion, R-I-A-A-N, van Zyl, one word, at angloamerican.com. Or you can hear this podcast again if you go to my website and refer to podcast number 4 that went out on the 24th of June 2022. I hope you've enjoyed this month's chats with all these fantastic guests that I've had. And remember, our most valuable asset is our ecosystem. Till next week, keep an eye on my website. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And should you need any of the songs on the wild that's inspired by people like I've just introduced this month, you'll find most of them on most popular music platforms. Speak next week. Bye for now. Shalom, salagashle, totsiens, and zvakanaka.